No doubt 2020 has been a very challenging year. Let's look at some interesting numbers and a few positive results. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. First, some numbers. The Cape Chamber has distributed more than 21,000 masks to local businesses at no cost to them in an effort to protect their employees, the customers, and to keep them open. In our congressional district, 823 businesses were approved for a PPP loan of greater than $150,000. Our staff participated in over 600 hours of COVID-19 calls and connected with members in more than 750 direct calls. We launched two new websites with several local partners, Keep Cape Strong and Reclaim Our Region. And we enhanced our Shop Local, Support Local business push. Next, some economic development successes. Cape Area Magnet announced 7 projects representing more than 300 jobs and $67 million in annual investment, including Keiko Isom, the VA Health Services Facility, and Patriot Medical Devices. Magnet's annual goals are 300 jobs, $50 million in new investment, and $12 million new payroll, so annual goals were met. And we may not be finished. Currently, we're working on more than 10 projects representing more than 400 jobs and $80 million in investment, including a prospect for the Spec Building in Jackson and the former Sears Grand Building in Cape. In the area of transportation, the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry released Transportation 2030, and it included a recommendation for innovative projects, specifically mentioning the Transamerica Corridor. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.